When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
It's time to get inside the Giants huddle.
Huddle up, huddle up, huddle up.
On Giants.com.
Here we go.
And the Giants mobile app.
Get them in there. Let's go.
Part of the Giants podcast network.
All right, we're back for the second part of our season wrap-up here on the Giants Huddle podcast. It's all brought to you by PSE&G, energy efficiency for game time and anytime. Visit PSEG.com/Giants for discounts, rebates, and home energy assessments. We talked to a bunch of players at the end of the year to wrap up 2022. The first episode earlier in the week featured four offensive players: Andrew Thomas, Nick Gates, Isaiah Hodgins, and Wandell Robinson. This week, we head over to the defensive side of the ball. On the day after the Giants lost to the Eagles, they call it Baggy Day. Madelyn Burke was in the locker room. She talked to rookies Dane Belton and Micah McFadden, safeties Julian Love and Xavier McKinney, and defensive lineman Leonard Williams. We'll play those interviews back for you right here on the Giants Huddle podcast. Let's start off with Giants safety Julian Love, who was one of the players that was a mainstay all year. He had the green dot in his helmet after Xavier McKinney got hurt. Great teammate. He's a free agent after the year. But really was one of the leaders of this Giants team all year long. Here's that talk with Julian.
I'm here with Julian Love. Julian, looking back on this 2022 Giants season, the first season that you were a team captain, how do you reflect?
Yeah, it's a lot to look back at. There's a lot of high moments and some low moments, but it was fun. You know, we had a lot of big wins this year, and the team was pretty close. A lot of great characters in this locker room. And so, yeah, I'm happy I could have my stamp on this team this year. And it was a special team to be a part of.
Yeah, a lot of people, that's the sentiment I hear around this locker room, that it was such a special team. What do you think was the key to that closeness?
I'm not sure. I think it's just the personalities bought in. You know, a lot of different, you know, people in this locker room, but we all were so close. You see, you know, the couches in the locker room, the ping pong tables, everybody's fired up, just competing all the time. The morale and the camaraderie was the highest I've ever been a part of, really, you know, even dating back to college. And so when you get that among pros, among grown men, that's special. And I think everyone in this locker room like realizes it now, you know, that it's over.
Now, you personally this year, you know, starting every game and going into this season with a new role, how do you think your game has grown?
Yeah, I think, you know, I've always felt myself be the dependable guy that, you know, I am as a player. I think just that consistency level and that confidence level was at an all-time high this year. I was going into games and leaving games assured that I would get my job done no matter what it was. And, you know, we were winning games, and I want to take it to the next level, obviously. But, you know, my game, I feel like, has really developed. And it's a tribute to Dave's coming in, tribute to Wink. Wink unlocked a part of my game that I needed someone to believe in, and he was the one.
Is that confidence really the key to kind of getting to that next level?
100%. Yeah. You know, it's tough also when you're out there, when you're playing. That's how you build your confidence. And so being out there on the field, starting, having people rely on me, having that C on my chest, it unlocked a whole new level of confidence in a player and myself, because I knew people were depending on me.
And also a whole new level, too, wearing the green dot in the second half of the season when Xavier McKinney went out with that injury. That element of the game, too, what did that teach you?
Yeah, I think – I don't know if it taught me much, but I knew that I would be comfortable in it because that's the kind of leader I am. You know, I have to see how much else because I can relate to every personality in this locker room in a way. And I kind of have that rapport with everyone on some level. I'm kind of right there in the middle, cool, calm, collected, you know. I'm pretty consistent in that. And so with the green dot, with the mic, it was just me communicating to my guys how I always communicate to them. And they were really receptive. If there's ever anything that I could improve on, they let me know. And I was, you know, eager to improve. But it was a seamless transition.
Now, this year, this is the first time that this Giants team, this group that you've been a part of, has gone to the postseason. That first playoff experience, what did you see there? What did you learn there? How different was that?
It was exciting. I would say it wasn't too different in terms of games. You know, when you're in it, you just feel like you're playing another game. Obviously, there is the pressure of lose and go home. But in terms of just play, I think it's important that this team, this organization, realize that it's not that far off. You know, it's not that much of a change. So you go and you play games as the same way you played all season long. And if you execute on the fundamentals and the pillars you execute all season, you'll have success. And I think being in New York, you're not, you know, you're accustomed to the lights. You're used to the media, the exposure, the hype of it all because you're in, you know, New York City.
Yeah.
And so playoffs, you know, it's just another game.
Just another game, just a few more of those. What are you taking into this offseason? How do you approach the offseason this year?
I'm going to kick my feet up, decompress, read some books, and just not think about the game for a little bit. It's been it was a long season. It was a hard fought season. I'm going to hang out with some friends and relationships I made in the locker room. And then, yeah, just see what the future holds.
Love it. Julian Love, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Hey, Giant fans, go subscribe to Draft Season. It's the New York Giants' very own draft podcast where we do draft stuff. It's not a Giant show per se. If you're an NFL fan and you care about the draft, it's a great show. Tony Pauline and I break down everything NFL draft. We have a preview of the Shrine Bowl up. We have a preview of the Senior Bowl up. Both those events coming your way next week. Make sure you go check it out. We'll be tracking the draft process all year round with mock drafts, position rankings, all that good stuff. So make sure you go and subscribe to Draft Season, the Giants draft podcast. All right, let's stick at the safety position. Why not? Love's running mate, Xavier McKinney, played very well in his third season with the Giants. Excellent player. Madeline Burke had a chance to talk to him.
I'm here with Xavier McKinney. Xavier, looking back on this 2022 Giants season, what are you going to remember most?
Just this team. I thought we had great just resiliency all season. It was just a great brotherhood that we built. And we had fun for the most part. You can see a lot of guys growing as individuals. We grew as a team, and it was just fun just being here, just seeing the amount of growth that we had, you know, over the course of just really 1 year. It's been just great to be a part of and great to see.
A lot of people pointing to just the closeness of this group. What would you attribute that to?
I don't know, just guys, like, we just love being around each other. It was always fun just to be in the building. It was fun to be in meetings. You know, the coaches, you know, built a great atmosphere of just, you know, having that excitement every day. And it just made it fun, man. I think the coaches just brought a different type of, you know, level when it came to, you know, just having fun in the building and just being loose with everything. So we definitely enjoyed it, and we enjoyed it all season.
Personally, for you, looking at your season, wearing the green dot to start, fighting through the adversity of injury, getting back onto the field to make an impact, what was that roller coaster like for you?
It was pretty up and down. You know, I dealt with a lot of things, you know, this season. But I mean, everybody goes through a lot of different things. Life isn't perfect. It's just about how you handle it, how you, you know, are able to bounce back from it. But you know, I had my teammates here with me, had a coaching staff, and the whole organization was always there for me. So, you know, it was a lot, but, at the end of the day, I had to find ways to push through it, had to find ways to still be able to, you know, be here for my team and be able to just give them all I got, and I was able to do that.
You mentioned it being like about how you handle it, how you bounce back. What was the key to that for you?
Just kind of clearing my mind at times. You know, it was a lot. Obviously, like I said, it was a lot to deal with, but just being able to kind of just, you know, sit down by myself and kind of clear my mind, clear my thoughts. And obviously being in here with the guys, that helped a lot. Just in the locker room, playing ping pong, doing things like that, helped me a lot. So, you know, that's what, you know, these guys are here for, and we're here for each other. And, you know, it really showed this year.
Ping pong competitions felt almost as competitive, if not more so, than the competitions on the field at times this year. But that kind of really helped building something for this group as you guys made your first postseason appearance. Also,
yeah.
How was that experience? What did you notice was different about being in the playoffs?
It was a different just level of play. You know, it was a different level of focus. Obviously, I know for myself, like, I just, you know, I could feel it. It was just a different feeling. It's a feeling that I've never felt. But it's a feeling that obviously we all want to feel again. I know I want to feel again. So we just got to keep building, keep figuring out ways to get better from here. yeah, I thought it was really fun, and we enjoyed it.
Seeing how hard it was to get there the first time, I mean, how much does that change the way you approach the season or lock in and to try to get there again?
Yeah, it changed a lot, just because now we know what it takes. At least for me, it was my first time in the playoffs, so I know what it takes to get here. I know the work that we had to put in. I know the things that we had to do on and off the field to be able to, you know, have a successful season and to, you know, be in a position to win a ring. A lot of us, we know what it takes now. We just got to keep building, and we got to make sure we go about it the right way.
Xavier McKinney, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yep, thank you.
Giant fans, make sure you go check out Big Blue Kickoff Live. It's the Giants' very own call-in show every weekday at 12:30. Now we're off the season. We're into the off-season now, so a lot of talk on free agency, a lot of talk on the draft, and more importantly, it's a chance for you to interact with us. So get on the phones on Big Blue Kickoff Live, again, every weekday, 12:30 to 1:30, and you can find it on the Giants app, giants.com/podcast, or just go and subscribe on your favorite podcast platforms for all of the Giants podcasts. Draft season, Big Blue Kickoff Live, this podcast, the Giants Huddle. Make sure you go check out all of our offerings. It's really good content in the offseason to get you ready for 2023. That's Giant safety Xavier McKinney. We thank him for joining us. Now let's go to a couple of rookies here. So we'll stick in the safety room first and talk to rookie Dane Belton. Madeline Burke had a chance to talk to him.
All right, I'm here with Dane Belton. Dane, looking back at your rookie season in the NFL, what are you going to remember about this year?
You know, just that I was part of a great team, you know, great guys that made it fun to be here, and just really looking forward to building on that year too.
It's got to be interesting, right? Making a playoff appearance in your rookie season. Did you have a sense of just how challenging that was by the fact that a lot of guys in this locker room hadn't been there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, they made it known, you know, going into that opportunity with the Colts game, just knowing that not a lot of guys have been in that time, you know, being in the playoffs. So just, you know, taking advantage of that and just being blessed and just adding to what I can do for the team.
What did you notice the difference being about regular season football and playoff football?
Yeah, just the energy is a little different. You know, it's people are fighting for a little bit more, you know, not just a regular game. So, you know, it's definitely a little notch up, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's football. So, you know, really just go out there and just play your brand of football.
Now, coming into this league, your versatility was a key element. Coming into Wink Martindale's defense, you were familiar with that kind of positionless football, playing that cash position at Iowa. What did you learn playing for a coordinator like Wink?
Oh, you learn a lot, you know, especially, you know, how to blitz, you know, a lot of schemes and O-line protection, you know, that, you know, you don't really look at it in college. So just a lot of intricate details in football you learn, you know, being under him.
What was the biggest area of growth in your game this year?
I would just say probably tackling, you know, taking angles out of the deep part of the field. You know, like in college, I played more in the box. So just being comfortable playing deep and just, you know, going from there, just adding to my ability.
How are you going to approach your first NFL offseason?
You know, I'm going to just take a break. You know, a lot of guys are saying that maybe a couple weeks and then really just, you know, hit the ground going. You know, there's a lot of ways I can improve and just really focusing on those and, you know, just making sure I'm doing everything I can to, you know, come back year two better.
Dane Belton, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Hey, Giant fans, take your fandom to the next level with a season ticket membership. Stay connected to the club all year round, not just on game days. Memberships are now available for the 2023 season. To learn more about all the exclusive member benefits, visit giants.com/tickets. Limited inventory is available. Those are three safeties. Let's inch our way closer to the line of scrimmage and talk to rookie linebacker Micah McFadden. Madeline was with him.
I'm here with Micah McFadden. Micah, looking back on your rookie year in the NFL, what did you learn about this league?
You know, I just learned, you know, I learned how good you got to be to play at this level and, you know, learned a lot from a lot of good veterans and, you know, just learned about the team and how close the locker room can be and you know, the coaching staff obviously getting used to them and, you know, getting to know everybody in the building.
A lot of growth and evolution around this team, but personally, when you look at how much you've grown from the start of the season to now, what do you think the biggest leap that you've made is?
Yeah, you know, like I said, I think I've just gotten used to playing in this league and getting used to the speed of things. And you know, I think at my position, it's obviously just making tackles and running the ball. But I think the biggest thing at this level is taking on the offensive lineman, getting used to playing downhill and you know, just playing in the run fits. And I think that's pretty much most of what I've taken from it. So
when you're playing for a coordinator like Wink Martindale, a guy who's been around this league for a long time and has such a unique view of a defense, what kind of experience is that?
I think it's, you know, it's awesome to learn from a guy like him. He's got so much experience Somebody who's been in the league for such a long time and obviously, you know, playing for an aggressive defense, a guy who wants to blitz a lot and pressure the quarterback. I think that's, you know, that's unique and you know, not a lot of coordinators like to do that. But I've enjoyed this year and getting to play for somebody like that. And, you know, I'm excited for what the future holds.
It's not often your first year in the league you get a postseason appearance, but this Giants team made it to the playoffs, won a playoff game. What did you learn from that experience?
You know, I think I learned how much it takes. And, you know, obviously we didn't finish how we wanted to, but, you know, just getting that experience and you know, a lot of guys in this room haven't gotten that opportunity yet. So I think it's important that, you know, everybody in this building kind of sees the standard that it takes to win at a high level and obviously, you know, go all the way.
How do you approach this offseason, your first NFL offseason?
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, first and foremost, I think I'll take a little time off and just kind of, you know, regroup and reorganize myself and you know, get out of the mindset for a little and take a break. But, you know, obviously I want to get back to work and you know, I know the things that I got to work on to be good and play at a high level in this league. And, you know, I'm excited to get back to work and do that.
Mike McFadden, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
The Giants' official connected TV streaming app, Giants TV, brings original video content and game highlights on demand and direct to Big Blue fans. Giants TV is free on Apple TV, Roku, and Amazon Fire TV, and the Giants mobile app. All right, let's move a little bit closer to the ball. Not quite on it. That's Dexter Lawrence. His running mate, Leonard Williams, had another very solid year, played through a stinger injury for the last month or two of the year, but really was productive once again. Madelyn Burke had a chance to talk to the man that used to be known as the Big Cat. Haven't heard the nickname recently, but at one point, big, fast, so he's the Big Cat. He's Leonard Williams. Let's listen in.
All right, Leonard Williams, that's a wrap on the 2022 Giants season. Obviously didn't end the way that you guys would have hoped, but a lot of positives to take from this year.
Definitely a lot of positives. This is the furthest I've made it in my career. You know, I feel like we build on a lot this season. You know, Dave's first year as a head coach here, and I feel like we did a great job of creating an identity and a culture around here with the Giants, and something we could build off of.
You know, you mentioned this is the farthest you've gone right here, your first playoff experience. What did you learn from the postseason?
I learned a lot. You know, it's definitely more intense, a lot higher energy playing in the postseason. And, you know, it was fun, though. You know, we took advantage of our opportunity, made it into the second round. Like you said, it didn't go the way we wanted it to. But, you know, I think overall, you know, this season we grew a lot. And, you know, we have a lot to look forward to next year and build off of.
A lot of guys talking about just what a special team this was, not just on the field, but in the locker room, the solidarity between this group. How would you describe the energy of this group?
I mean, that's honestly been one of the most beautiful parts of the season. You know, not just going to the playoffs, but just the camaraderie this team has had all year. We talked about it every day in the locker room, every day in defensive meeting room. You know, Wink is even telling the group, you know, this is one of the best teams, one of the best groups I've ever coached. And you could feel it player to player, player to coach, coach to coach. You just feel it in the air with everybody. And, you know, after the game last night, you know, a lot of guys were sad, obviously, but in the end of the day, we wanted to remind each other to keep our heads high because, you know, we had a great season overall. And you just see everybody going up to each other saying, like, I love you, like, stuff like that. And it's just, you know, it's beautiful to see that.
Where do you go from here this offseason? You take some time for yourself, and how do you approach your offseason at this point?
You know, I've been doing this for a long time now, so I got a little bit of a routine, you know. Definitely rest for the first 2 or 3 weeks, though. And, you know, I think the coaches and strength staff do a good job of reminding everybody that they need to do that. You know, get a little bit of time to yourself and rest. And then I'm going to head down to Florida, start training at House of Athletes, and get a few spearfishing trips in and get ready for OTAs.
Just bite into the heart of a tuna casually again?
Yeah, casually. You know, maybe a new fish. I'm trying to get a wahoo this year.
Yeah. Love to see it.
Thank you.
Leonard Williams, thanks so much for the time.
Yeah.
We thank Leonard Williams. We thank Micah McFadden. We thank Dame Belton, Xavier McKinney, and Julian Love for joining us in the Giants Huddle podcast. Excellent job by Madeline conducting all those interviews right here. You can find the Giants Huddle podcast on the Giants mobile app at giants.com/podcast or subscribe on your favorite podcast platform along with all of the other Giants podcast offerings like Giants Huddle, this podcast, Big Blue Kickoff Live. You have draft season. Make sure you go and subscribe and get all those podcasts into your feed. There's no better place for off-season content to get you ready for 2023. For everyone, I'm John Schmelk. Thanks for joining us on the Giants Huddle Podcast, brought to you by PSE&G, energy efficiency for game time and anytime. Visit PSEG.com/Giants for discounts, rebates, and home energy assessments.